Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to continue our conversation with David Livingston Zijan. He is the founder of a Ugandan orphanage organization that is visiting Pella. The reason Zijan is visiting Pella is that he received a donation from a youth group at Third Reformed Church, and he's going to tell us about what that donation will be used for.
So you got some help from a youth group here in Pella. Tell me what they've done.
I have been privileged to strike partnerships with the youth group of Third Reformed Church here in Pella, Iowa. I came here in 2011 in November. In September, might have been between September and November, a stranger, but they had heard about our work. These kids fell in love with our vision. They went on to raise money. These are high school kids, and they raised money, helped us build another house, a three-bedroomed house with a living room, a decent house for a widow who is now taking care of 10 children on our second largest base, Peniel, which now has 32 children. They helped us acquire a tractor because we are investing in agriculture to try to make this work self-sustained. We understand the difficulties of the times economically, and we don't want to depend 100% on donor aid. So whatever resources we get, we're investing in agriculture. We're growing sugarcane, corn and beans, sugarcane for money, corn and beans for our own consumption. So we are doing that, and we've been grateful to partner with the youth group here. I also want to appreciate Garden Chapel Funeral Homes. They have been supporting us with helping children get a college education. A few months ago, we received a donation that put a girl child into university. So God has really blessed us here in Iowa, in Pella, to partner with Third Church, the youth group of Third Church, and Garden Chapel Funeral Homes.
So what's the next layer of the onion? What's the future of the organization?
At the moment, our intensity is focused towards providing discipleship to these children and to our communities. This is a church-based ministry, and we are also focused on equipping these children with a decent education so that they can get their college degrees. In Africa, the children appreciate the opportunity of going to school because it's the dividing line of whether you're successful or not, whether you'll be able to meet the challenges or not. So we want them discipled. We want them given a good education. But of course, as you do those things, those are long-term investment ventures. It takes food to raise a child. Before even a child wakes up in the morning to go to school, they need food to eat, they need medical attention, they need treatment when they get sick, we have operational costs in terms of utilities, etc., etc. So we are focused on giving them a good education. We are focused in helping them access good medical their medical needs met. Last year we had a child whose kidneys were failing. And this child would have needed to be flown to India to get operated on or lose his life. Our ministry was able to intervene and provided the care that this child needed, and the child is in perfect health now. So we have seen that what was started by a 17-year-old who was later joined by a 20-year-old girl has grown up to rescue lives, empower lives, and benefit the communities around.
So it's more than about just taking care of kids. It's about trying to build healthy communities.
Absolutely, build healthy communities and to really emphasize the heart of Christ over these communities. We want to exemplify the compassion of Christ. That is, being a church-based organization, I'm a pastor of a local church myself. We believe that God is the answer to every question. So we want to empower communities that way.
All right, well, thank you very much for talking with me.
Yeah, I'm glad to be on your show. And if people would like to find out more about what we do, we have a website, dignityafrica.org. Dignity is D-I-G-N-I-T-Y, Africa.org. And people can give even through our partner organization here in the U.S. They are called World Orphans. They are based in Colorado Springs, down in Colorado. If they go to the website worldorphans.org or call 1-888-ORPHANS, they can be able to give these donations, and they will be tax deductible.
All right, well, thanks for being here, and good luck with all of your work.
Thank you very much for having me.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from David Livingston Zijan, the founder of a Ugandan orphanage organization, and he's told us about how a donation from a group in Pella has benefited his organization. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.